Scientists from the US have found that six glaciers in West Antarctica appear to be melting at an unstoppable rate. The glaciers contain enough water to increase global sea levels by more than a metre. It's unclear if the entire West Antarctic ice sheet will collapse. If it did, it would push sea levels up by as much as 3 or 4 metres, a scenario Australian scientists say must be investigated. Felicity Ogilvie reports.
In Western Antarctica, six glaciers are flowing into the sea. They contain enough water to increase global sea levels by 1.2 metres. And a team of scientists from NASA and the University of California, Irvine, has used almost 20 years' worth of satellite data to work out that there may be nothing to stop the glaciers from melting. Glaciologist Professor Eric Ringo works for both the university and NASA.
We observe that the glaciers were changing, and the changes have been increasing with time since then, and comforted our view that the system is really been pushed out of equilibrium and is past now the point of no return.
He says the collapse of the glaciers could also trigger a melt of the rest of the West Antarctic ice sheet.
It is very likely that the retreat of the six glaciers over the entire drainage basin will also be conducive to the retreat of the rest of the West Antarctic ice sheet because they share some common ground. And in that case, total sea level rise would reach 3 to 5 metres, 10 to 15 feet.
Dr. Taz Van Ommen from the Australian Antarctic Division says the US observations are concerning, and he says more research is needed.
The important part of this study, I think, from my perspective, is that all indications are that we are right at, if not already crossed the threshold, where the ice itself is going to unstably retreat. We know that the ice in West Antarctica is resting on bedrock that's below sea level, and this is crucial because, in fact, as the warming ocean melts the ice and the ice retreats, it can't retreat uphill, if you like, away from the ocean. The ocean follows it in.
Dr. Chris Fogwill from the Climate Change Research Centre at the University of New South Wales says scientists also need to understand the rate of changes in Antarctica.
All of the ice sheet, all of the West Antarctica, the Antarctic ice sheet is interconnected. So if you destabilise one part of that ice sheet, the likelihood is you're going to destabilise other parts, which is where they sort of get these estimates of 3 to 4 metres of potential sea level rise. Now, if we see this over the next century, it's obviously going to be catastrophic. Most people live within tens of metres of sea level. The amount of infrastructure in major cities or within those few metres of sea level is obviously remarkable. So we really need to better understand the rate of change. And like I say, that takes detailed ice sheet models.
The US scientists are predicting it will take between 200 to 900 years for the Antarctic ice to melt and for sea levels to rise.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.